With 11 weeks down and 9 to go, this legislative session is more than half over.
Now's the time the legislature really begins to focus on the business of the state.
And Chris Turner, who represents Arlington and Mansfield, says there's no bigger business than public education. Like most Democrats, he's been calling for lawmakers to restore the $5.4 billion cut from schools 2 years ago. Last week, the Senate's initial budget reinstated almost a third of it. Then the House's chief budget writer said the House would restore at least $3 billion, more than half of what was lost. And Turner believes public education could receive more than that before the final budget is written.
They will help districts hire more teachers. I think it will help them reduce class sizes and help them restore some of the materials budgets that have been impacted. And I think we've seen, too, a reduction in extracurricular activities and reduction in electives offered. And so I think it will help address all of those needs. I just hope we can fully restore the district's funding and make them whole to where they were 2 years ago.
And here's what Turner has to say about the other big money issue, Medicaid expansion.
No, I don't think it's dead at all.
Governor Perry may be saying Texas won't agree to the Obamacare rules, but Turner says no one, including Republicans, wants to walk away from the billions of federal dollars the state will lose if it doesn't increase access to Medicaid and insure another 1.5 million Texans.
One of the major reasons I'm encouraged for the prospects of Medicaid expansion, because there is such broad support in the business community and in the healthcare community. When you have chambers of commerce across the state passing resolutions saying Medicaid expansion is the right thing to do for Texas, when you have the Texas Hospital Association, the Texas Medical Association, the family physicians all saying we need to pass Medicaid expansion, that puts a lot of pressure on members of the legislature to come up with a solution.
As a congressional staffer for former Congressman Chet Edwards, Turner worked on veterans issues in Washington. It's a cause that stuck with him as a representative in Austin. In 2009, he passed a bill creating a lottery scratch-off ticket that has raised some $27 million for veterans services, including emergency housing, medical care, and counseling for post-traumatic stress disorder. He has a bill this session that would provide additional money for the Veterans Fund.
We want to build on that by allocating a relatively small portion of unclaimed lottery prize money into that fund for veterans assistance on an annual basis to add an additional $5 million per year into that.
Turner also hopes to employ more veterans with a bill that would give them credit for military experience when they're obtaining licenses to work as plumbers, electricians, and in other trades. And he wants universities to be able to keep certain unspent financial aid and make it available to students who are veterans. With the legislative clock ticking, Turner says the wheeling and dealing is now shifting into high gear. He'll be trying to advance the bills he's authored, but he'll also be weighing in on his top two priorities, more school funding and the expansion of Medicaid.
Republican members of the legislature have said that they want to find a Texas solution to Medicaid.
As we said, he's optimistic. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.